What was your milestone birthday? You know, the one that you remember as the breakthrough. Maybe it was when you turned 16, old enough to get your driver's license, or 25, hitting the quarter century mark. Maybe a key milestone was the birth of your children, or an anniversary, be it a wedding, friendship, work, or other significant event. And let's not forget the power of numbers, the numerical signposts that punctuate our existence with significance. From the first steps of a child to the 100th episode of your favorite podcast, each number holds a story, a symbol of progress, growth, and achievement. Milestones are a testament to the journey itself, a time to reflect on the lessons learned, the dreams chased, and the triumphs savored. These milestones serve as anchors in the promise of many more to come. When it comes to the investment universe, we just hit another milestone, that of the S&P 500 index breaking above 5,000. So, what should we take away from this milestone? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of February 12th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Well, look at that. The S&P 500 index broke above 5,000 last week, another milestone in the long history of equity markets. I remember when the index first broke above 1,000 in 1998. It's been quite the journey from the era of floppy disks and dial-up internet to this triumphant moment. It's almost like watching a champion marathon runner who stops for coffee breaks every few miles just to mess with us. Back in 98, it was all, wow, we're over 1,000. And then the index kept teasing us, bouncing above and below that mark 16 times like a yo-yo on caffeine until it decided to finally commit to the long haul. Going from 1,000 to 2,000 between 1998 and 2014 was like climbing Everest with a blindfold on, taking over 6,000 days and giving investors heart palpitations along the way. But hitting 4,000 to 5,000? That was an easy breezy walk in the park, barely breaking a sweat. Now let's look at these numbers. Going from 1,000 on the index to 2,000 took 6,115 days, or 16 years, which was an average annualized gain of 4.3% over that time period. Going from 2,000 to 3,000 took 1,715 days, about 5 years for an average annualized gain of 8.9%, much closer to the long-term rate of growth for the S&P 500. Now, going from 3,000 to 4,000 took just under 2 years, at 629 days, for an accelerated average annualized gain of 18.2%. This was perhaps the fuel left over from COVID in the rapid reopen that shot the index higher. Now, 4,000 feels like it was just yesterday, 2021 to be exact. It generated between then and now an average annualized gain of, again, around 8.1%, so closer to the long-term average. Now, from 1,000 to 5,000, the average annualized return was just over 6%. Now, let's not forget the charm of mathematics in all this. It's like watching a magic show where each trick is just slightly less impressive than the last. Going from 1,000 to 2,000 is a gain of 100%. 2,000 to 3,000 is a gain of 50%, or half. Now, 3,000 to 4,000, that's a gain of 33%. And 4,000 to 5,000, which we just did, was a gain of 25%. Each additional 1,000 points from here will be just a little less impressive than the last. But progress nonetheless. And if our calculations are correct, we might just have a rendezvous with destiny in June 2026, when the index could be knocking on the door of 6,000. So mark your calendars and prepare your best nonchalant, oh, another milestone face. Until then, just enjoy the ride. Thanks for listening. This has been The Living Market. I've been Philip Peterson. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.